And part of the reason for changing the teaching plans is because initiation or empowerment ceremonies require preliminary rituals, a lot of which involve quite a large number of chanting, which is not that helpful for my lungs, because recently I had an infection, and partly that was aggravated by the long days of chantings that I had to do as part of the preparation for the Kala Chakra ceremony in Toronto. So since you are not going to receive the empowerment ceremony and the blessing in that form, please do not feel that this is a great loss for you. In fact, it is more important to contemplate, reflect, and practice and meditate. Even if one may receive tens and hundreds and thousands of empowerment ceremonies, they cannot be of much effect and benefit. So we will be spending 2 days of these teachings on the explanation of the text and giving explanation of the Dharma, which in a way is more important than receiving empowerment blessings.
In very exceptional cases where on the part of the disciple all the karmic conditions are fully ripe and ready, and on the part of the teacher there is a great affinity with the disciple, and all the various conditions and the prerequisites are ready and for maturation. Under such circumstances, it is conceivable sometimes by receiving a simple blessing or an empowerment ceremony, a realization could take place in the individual, in the disciple. But generally speaking, it is really through understanding and hardship that realizations will grow. For example, if we look at the life story of the great Saint Milarepa, we read that once he came across a teacher who claimed to have a very special instruction, which if practiced during the day, will give enlightenment in the day, during the day, practiced during night, it will give rise to enlightenment at night. And it is such a unique transmission that one can attain, in fact, enlightenment without any meditative practice. So once Milarepa heard of this instruction and met the teacher, he felt that, and also he was informed that this is a particular type of instruction that is appropriate to a practitioner who is at a very high stage of karmic maturity. So Milarepa felt that, yeah, I must qualify for this disciple. So he was very happy and went to bed, and he didn't practice because he thought that he must be one of those advanced practitioners who will attain enlightenment without any meditative practice. So next morning the teacher asked him, what kind of indications did you have in dream? And Milarepa said, I really didn't have any positive dream. So the teacher said, well, in which case you are not an appropriate student for this particular instruction. So you need to seek teachings from the great disciple of Indian master Naropa, the Marpa, the translator of the Marpa. And he was sent to Marpa. And of course, we all know how much hardship Marpa gave to Milarepa. And Milarepa's story testifies to the fact that it is through hardship and constant practice and understanding that he eventually gained realization, not through simple blessing or touching of the head by a palm.
As you know, I am just one simple Buddhist monk. I am a human being. So basically, we all, it's the same sort of, I think, same nature. And everyone is a want happy life, successful life. I also have that desire, and you, everyone, also have that desire. And certainly, we all have the right to have happy life and a successful life. And also, each of us, as a human being of this planet, so each of us, naturally, I believe, have sort of responsibility to think about humanity, about the world as a whole, because our future depends on that. If world, humanity, more happier, more prosperity, less trouble, then we individual, part of that humanity, automatically get benefit. If world, turmoil, more difficulties, more fear, more doubt, more confusion, and then we individual also will suffer. So that's the reality. Therefore, taking care of the planet or humanity is nothing, something or say holy or something, but this is the realistic. So, as I think person who have some experience about our inner world or inner sort of experiences, then I feel the motivation and our inner quality, inner value is something very crucial for successful life or betterment of the humanity. Therefore, the number one, my commitment, is promotion of human value. I think, according to this text, I may touch something about that. Then second, promotion of religious harmony. Because I am Buddhist, I'm one of the believers. And today's world, the various different traditions still have, I think, important role for help humanity, or to serve humanity. Yet, because of different religious traditions, sometimes more division, more conflict sometimes happen. Therefore, the work or effort to promote close understanding among the tradition is, I think, important and useful. So that's my second commitment. At that point also, according to this text, I will something explain. Then, then third commitment is about Tibet. That's no connection to this program. Just to this promotion of human value, the promotion of religious harmony, and with that, some more detailed explanation about the concept of Buddha Dharma and the way of practice of Buddha Dharma. Although I think that field, I am poor teacher. Perhaps as a student, maybe some exception, but generally speaking, student also may be poor student. So the poor teacher, poor student, very fit, very good. Now I will speak in Tibetan. Ta kyanzu nalia manguchi ta pheji namyua da nge da ji geshe da yiri gyuye we koroji are ta de ne koroji pheji mangse ji sin sa indo kabure kyanzu sa ba ji de labo shong de ya sa ba ando bo do komo nyu de labo shong de ya.
Among the members of the audience here, many of you may already be familiar with my lectures and teachings from before, but quite a number of you might also be listening to me for the first time. So among the audience, those who are listening to me for the first time, can you raise your arms?
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Hmm. Rodo. Tachana, tangen nam yu an da jingare sam zi yu zi chay di nga zi shu yin kya zi na li ya kya zi ta nam yu ta kwa zi ta san deng an zi nga da di dab jo risha.
So in that case, I will share some of my basic thoughts and opinions with you today. And those who have been listen to my lectures before and are familiar with these ideas, please do not feel you know, I'm repeating myself. But in a way, just as the Indian master Shantideva states that at the beginning of his text, that there is nothing new that I'm presenting here. So the point is, from the point of view of spiritual practice, in fact, repetition is necessary because it's not sufficient simply to understand once, but rather that understanding needs to be repeatedly cultivated. So familiarization is essential for spiritual practice. Secondly, it is stated in some of the sayings of the great Kadam masters, that although there is nothing that I haven't heard before, but there is something new that I haven't understood before that I've understood today.
자, 도스 인자 아니 리피테이션 샤발레 기아라 아이오 삼시.
So because of these even if I repeat myself, perhaps there is no error in this. There is no disadvantages.
다잖아. 예를 들다니면 당구 인사
So today being the first day and also this being the first session, at the beginning of the session we will do some chanting and particularly of the Heart Sutra. So tomorrow morning, since there are some members of the Chinese Sangha, Buddhist Sangha community, it would be wonderful if recitation of Heart Sutra in Chinese could be performed tomorrow morning.
아니 시루님 뭐 다디 시징기 슝직 차대요래. 시징 슝 개두 멍구 예배 나네. 다디 쇼로가 니시장이 뭐예요. 제니다 시징 뒤베지래. 다 님부디 에네. 풍금지지 또 최디디 동시출전자니 대탐자랑 신기 똥받아 다가는 신기 그게 아니 즉 살람을 최디디 그런 신기 똥받아 디디 제니 디디마 손이 응어된 동이 배둥어도 이런 것을 해야 되다 그 제주 맞다 디순되게 요래 당 응어된 동이 있어야 되기 성우동반이 있고 성우 요래 성우동반이 있어야 돼야 돼 가끔들 아니 동반이기 때문에 땡중기 때 권한이 있어야 되는 말에 땡진 대부분 중에 아니 탄생기 동반이 있어야 되시기 바래 나가는 시기 배드민턴도 이제 싸워 다그 현실을 정주 있으면서 돼야 되시기 바래
The subject matter of Heart Sutra is of course the teaching of emptiness. Heart Sutra belongs to the category of Buddhist scriptures known as the Perfection of Wisdom, and it is one of the shortest in that collection, in fact referred to sometimes as the Perfection of Wisdom in 25 stanzas. And the main subject matter of that Heart Sutra is the presentation of the ultimate nature of reality of all phenomena, including the aggregates, the constituents, and so on, and including the stages of the path. All of these are presented as being devoid of intrinsic existence. And so this is the explicit subject matter of Heart Sutra, which is the teaching on emptiness, and the implicit subject matter of the Heart Sutra is the stages of the path and themselves. And the essence of the stages of the path is, of course, the cultivation of bodhicitta, the awakening mind, by means of cultivating the thought, cherishing others' welfare more important than one's own. So, in a sense, these two are the subject matter of the Heart Sutra.
、the emptiness that is presented in the Heart Sutra is the understanding of emptiness in terms of dependent origination.
다잖아. 아니, 시루님 그 뒤에 봐서 뒤 단다디 공포시. 아니, 시루님 그 미세 뒤 매겐즈 다 시루님 그 뒤 매나야 다 간다지 런이니 전인이 지금 산재의 철이야 더나 여러 집에 있느니 오늘 더 좀 된 대기 구성도 그 연대 잠배 타네 너는 접시 쇼 다 지금 나무 산재의 철 미세 다 가서 우리 그 수수 전인이 산재의 철바 아들 맹현식 철바 하다 주로 신다기 문제 추진 중에 지금 임배 있나 야는 최대 맹현 임배 있나 아니 아주 더 받아 배 중인데 따스냐 스티브슈주다.
So when we do the recitation of Heart Sutra, those who are familiar with Heart Sutra should reflect upon the meaning of that scripture, and those who are not familiar but are practicing Buddhists should utilize the occasion to contemplate on the enlightening qualities of the body, speech, and mind of Buddha, the fully enlightened one. And among the members of the ordinance, those who are not practicing Buddhists, such as practitioners of other faith traditions, as well as non-believers, you can then take this opportunity to have a little rest when we do the chanting.
That's enough. 화보구조성나샤사로 대개다게 더바드제나 점대대제배보샤부 공부를라 개봉개견대 전보다 산조선배견대 전보나 탈세도주도 삼모나와 제자베 제예 남라제 딩에서라 녀보주도 양대제 전조성보 삼모주모 화보제베 정우주시로제 바로도 전보 삼모주바니나 남바다 제공보 화보다다마야
제제 동반남바다 오대네
산제예 두서단다 마셔레보 전조성보 삼모주모 화보제베 我们就能这个节目都是一部好了那些人也跑着都行吧什么就把这把这些都把我上这个节目东方我东方你说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说说
Then we will recite the salutation verses from Nagarjuna's stanzas on the fundamental wisdom of the middle way, and also Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, ornament of clear realizations.
Kangi Lenjin Jawa Junga Guameva Jemeva Shava Meva Dameva Wameva Dameva Tade Dimede Jim Jabani Jisheden Bazoba Sanyama Amba Dala Chasen Nindu Shiva Zeno Kuji Nijin Jisheden Kayin Dan Jala Pemba Jena Namjin Jisheden Dulu Kanda Yanda Nebe Dana Namba Kunde Nato Dizongwa Nindu Janju Sambe Saja Sanje Gini Yumdala Chasen Lo
So other than these, we won't have any other preliminary recitations or mandala offering.
Simji the dre, Jamdu Chayong in Luzane, and a Jamdu de Tritumu with Jamdu Chavare, Dimbe Dadi, and a Changzu Padu Dani Joksu Chi Sagi, 휴지 체벌을 시작을 띠기, 엔더 진수문이 미장도 시작이 아래. 다띠, 짬도 더 생지 니가 걸려야, 아니, 청주 봐도 다내 접수 치 있어야 되다. 다그 진수 집에 서는 끼 있어야게, 다니 대응도가, 다와 접수 조합을 다, 생 깨법을 다, 시행도 자네, 든지 다띠, 아니, 가서 그래. 똑주시셔야지. 양 안한도 로 헨질이야. 지 랑기, 랑기, 아니, 치법도 다 써야지. 지 로를 치도 나오는 신지, 예, 샥샥 지대야. 디 뭐임바. 아, 금들이니, 다 써야 치도 퇴인도 자네. 아니, 품봉알로 떼네. 치료님으로 송하는 신, 품봉알로 떼네. 딱 삼고 다지, 로를야. 참바셔야지. 아니, 다비 진수집에 송하셔야로. 청주파도 다니 접수시세야, 측도 퇴행인지, 니지 템베체나? 아니, 쏘는 거 쏴도 이식 쏴, 니가로 상한 중요하래. 아니, 죽이, 다기 진수집에, 쏘는 게 있으래야, 측도에, 아니, 거브리가 다기 진수집에 쏘는 게 있으 적도 와, 다디 맞아르세? 다기 진수집에 쏘는 게 있으래야, 이나? 아니, 쏘는 거 쏴도 이식 쏴, 니가로, 다, 그 상대로지. 다 니가 로 다 가서 우리 뉴데 차대야래. 소 니가 다시서 집에 쏘는 짓을 하고 있나? 소 니수치에 쏘나고 소 제다도 다 싸워래. 세상 안 되대. 다시서 집에 쏘는 짓을 하나? 럽쳐와래. 야채야래. 다시서 집에 쏘는 짓을 대야디 칙 럽쳐야지. 땜바다 쳐지. 이게 다 쏴야래. 칙도 땜바 거둘래야. 러심에도 땜바디 참바쳐야지. 삼다나? 아니 양쳐래.
Next we will generate We will take refuge in the three jewels and generate the awakening mind, bodhicitta. And this will be done on the basis of a recitation of one stanza. And the first two lines pertain to going for refuge in the three jewels. And then the remaining two lines pertain to reaffirming and generating the bodhicitta, the awakening mind. So in this context, since the going for refuge is done in conjunction with generating bodhicitta, the awakening mind, and the form of refuge that you take in this particular context is that of a unique Mahayana, the great vehicle approach, partly because when you go for refuge in the lines that you recite, you state that I shall go for refuge until the attainment of full enlightenment. So you specify a time frame which is your expressing the wish to go for refuge in the three jewels until you attain full enlightenment. So that is what makes it quite unique, makes it the Mahayana form of taking refuge. This is then followed by two lines where you say that through engaging in practices such as giving and so on, I shall generate, may through the engaging in the practice of generosity, giving and so on, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. So these two lines relate to the generation of the awakening mind. And in both of these instances, and there is a reference to the person, the individual, I shall go for refuge until the attainment of Buddhahood. And then in the next second part, there is another reference to the I shall attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. So when reflecting upon these lines, especially when you reflect upon the term I, here it is important to be aware of the emptiness of one's own existence as presented in the Heart Sutra that we spoke about. That although if you examine your own normal sense of selfhood, we tend to believe that there is something called I, which is eternal and enduring within us, something that is the experiencer of all our subjective experiences. It is something that, you know, that that is the core of our being. We tend to believe in some kind of enduring eternal reality within ourselves. But as presented in the Heart Sutra, this is a false conception. The I that we tend to perceive does not really exist in the manner in which we perceive them. The I, even our own existence, is devoid of intrinsic existence, intrinsic reality. So one should reflect upon the emptiness of the I and then go for refuge, the three jewels, and generate the altruistic awakening mind for the benefit of all beings. And so in this way, if you reflect upon these lines, this constitutes the practice of accumulating both merit and wisdom. That's why in the last line, you say that by engaging in practices such as generosity and so on, through the power of the accumulations created by engaging in practices such as generosity, may I attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. So these accumulations refer to both the accumulation of merit and wisdom. So in this way, your practice of going for refuge and generating the awakening mind will be complete.
Sanje Shoda, Sodi Shonon La, Janjo Bado Dane Josuje, Tavishin Sukibe Sonon Di, Dola Penji, Sanje Rubush. Sanje Shoda, Sodi Shonon La, Janjo Bado Dane Josuje, Tavishin Sukibe Sonon. Sangyen Rova Rasho. Tatri Deanda Dayagi Shundi any Lubin Beme any Perlia Pimni Ta So in Cheje Chisung Dizen any Kungo Solia has his. That damage chadiyari. Sini, Gujan Sini, that Bijdi Nandidua, Gujan Siadi, Cheje, any Azul Cheje da Chida, Kanda Pilgrims in Angela Sova, Chizitalia, Takada, any Ma Chi, Taya Namshatinde, Ma. Nane, Lenda Mongo Sung, Sung, Yedevichi, any sugar, that Lovimchi, any perneva, Pegahamote, Didi Tuda, Nane Sungshiva Didi, that any Sindhi source name, Didi, that so, Chi, Tundus or Sungshiva, Gujan, so in that, Gujan. So, Tao the Tawalos of a Kabra Dubi, Gujan, said the Nishimber.
So the text that is being used as the basis for our lecture series is the Garland of Views, and this was originally given as a series of instructions to the Tibetan monarch Tisong Desen and his circle of attendants, royal family members and so on, and Padmasambhava, the great Indian master who came to Tibet. He gave series of instructions to the monarch and the various circles of the king. And these various instructions were later, before Padmasambhava left Tibet, he put them together in the form of a note. So that's why in the title of the text, we read the explicit reference to it as a note summarizing the different views and so on. So this reference to the term note in Tibetan, kyujang, indicates that, and this was specifically composed by Padmasambhava as a kind of a summary of all the various instructions he gave to the monarch Tisong Desen and his attendants.
That 전에다 공, 제, 공지 대신하. 아니, 다가는 신기, 투도주 원주, 릉아창, 아니, 룸, 뱀아, 에, 이니, 대신하는 제. 어다 아니 켄진다 로빈이 아니 슈스마신데 탑시 숭지로 뒤타네 아니 별 관심이 좋으려야 용수 속에 산지에 담바디 아니 방안으로 섭수 아니 사도 죽고 좀더 마세베 마음발하다 배 땡준베 윤정부 내야게 아니 그게 통은 삼조 처지 어디리 난세 다 뒤다다 봐도 별 강쟁기 용수 속에 산지에 담바세야 돼 중요한 말이.
So it was in the 8th century the Tibetan monarch Tisong Desen invited from India the great Nalanda master, one of the greatest scholars of his time, Shantarakshita, who was not only a great established and highly respected Nalanda master but in Buddhism in general, but particularly his expertise in the fields of Buddhist epistemology and Madhyamaka philosophy of emptiness was highly revered. So this great Indian master, Shantarakshita, was invited along with also the great realized tantric master, Padmasambhava, who was also invited to Tibet. And through the combination of the efforts of these two great Indian masters, Shantarakshita and also Padmasambhava, a complete form of Buddhism was established in Tibet, not only fully established, but also it was established with a powerful aspiration for its long-term survival. And as a consequence of that, today, to this day, the complete form of Buddhism survives in the Tibetan tradition, and it is to their kindness that we are able to see this.
So that's it. More data. That's the thing. The main data we can see. That the any driver. That the charge the any wrongsome bandit. 해지다 노동자 집 공지인 말이 조지 배배크도도와 해지 인사래 개발 전부 주시셔 농수 밴드들 공개 있는 대발직 따지네 치수 자원한테 명화다외 창원디 벌급다 그게 사람 그게 가서 그래 즉 천년으로 된 사람 다 매대발직 those dead of ji nyam dev ji ani kenzo won bu kobriya peji di en taberu ya nan che la so ji na yo se che ni da kyeongo nam ni che ni da kenzo won bu da ga shu ul mi se ji pu te ani jo di gong ju bu che jang lo jo ta ya 어 콩기 아니 딘자바지 제도와 드네다 해지 미봉기 지겨서리 근데네 안데디 두두 집이 땜베니메 로마 아니 출루 그 출루 상부 이메 옆에 출루 상부 이메 콩기 자바 야 두부지 야우스도 딩엔제 자 다디디 자바 카시시 예배 나네 드링에만 쉬어야디 공주름시 장물로를 타야게 숨디 세부체 야우사도 저장에 또 드네마 쉬나 삼차야수
So this text, the root text that we are using for our teachings, Garland of Views, there were among the commentaries, the classical or traditional commentaries on this particular text, the earliest is by Rongsom Pandita, who was somewhat contemporary to the great Indian master Atisha. So Rongsom, since Rongsom came, it has been nearly 1,000 years. And Rongsom's commentary, the Rongsom Pandita was a great scholar, and his commentary is one of the earliest. So there is that commentary. But however, subsequently, over a long period of time, it seems that the study and the practice of this particular instructional text seems to have degenerated and almost kind of disappeared. So, it was the great master Jamyang Kenze Wangpo who was responsible for reviving the study and practice and teaching of this text. And one of the principal disciples of Jamyang Kenze was Jamgon Kongtru, Kongtru Lodo Taye, who wrote a commentary, a very clear an explicit commentary on this text. And it seems that Mipham has also written a commentary. And a student of Dodub, Jime Tembenima, a student called Sudim Sangpo, also has composed a very short a summary type commentary, which I have also read. Among these various commentaries, the one that I'm using for my as a basis for my own explanation here is that of Jamkon Kongtrul's, which is very explicit and also clear. As for the transmission of the teaching on this text, I have received a transmission of the commentary from Dingo Kenzi Rinpoche once, and I have received the transmission on the basis of the root text itself from Tushi Rinpoche later. So now we will start reading the text. The English translation is on page
33.
So we read from the beginning of the text. The title of the text is Instruction.
So
냐랑 온도부터 제디 따라 차네 대신 좀 더 진행해 우매 따와 진행해 야는 웃음 그 따와 그 진행해 봐 다 좋은 우매 따와 진행해 봐 야 삼배 차네 장두 이지 삼배 타바 좀 되는 여 이두 자네 조금만 봐
So the title of the text is Instruction on the Garland of Views and the opening line states that it's a note summarizing the different views and vehicles and so on. So there's a reference to the term views as opposed to vehicles. And views here really refers to philosophical views, which is the views that are part of the tenets of the philosophical schools. So generally, when we use the term Trupta, the philosophical tenet, it refers to established standpoints of philosophical schools or traditions that have been arrived at as a result of a process of reasoning and process of understanding certain scriptural authorities. So on the combination of scriptural authority and reasoning process, one arrives at certain standpoints, and these standpoints are referred to as the philosophical tenets. So the views here refers to those type of standpoints, the views that the philosophical schools have arrived at as a result of a reasoning and also understanding of certain scriptural authorities. And vehicles here refer to the vehicles of the path. So, which are such as the vehicles of the disciples, hearers, and vehicles of the self-realized ones, or the Pratyeka Buddhas and the Bodhisattva vehicles. So, in essence, the different views are ways of understanding different standpoints from the point of view of wisdom, aspect of the path, and vehicles, differences of vehicles are understood from the point of view of the method or the skillful means aspect of the path. So from the point of view of the wisdom aspect of the path, for example, in the Buddhist tradition, one speaks of four schools of Buddhist philosophical traditions. These are the Vaipashika, Sotrantika, Chittamatra, the mind only, and middle way, Madhyamaka. And from the point of view of the method aspect of the path, one speaks of the various vehicles, the lesser vehicle and the great vehicle, Mahayana. And within the lesser vehicle, you have the disciple's vehicle, the Shravaka, and the Pratyaga Buddha, or the self-realized one's vehicle. And and in the great vehicle, Mahayana, you have the Sutra vehicle, the perfection vehicle, and Vajrayana, which is the tantric vehicle. So these distinctions are made. The differences in the views are, or the philosophical schools, differences of the philosophical schools are understood on the basis of the philosophical views of the individuals, and differences of the vehicles is understood from the point of view of the courage and also the motivation of the practitioners. So, and there can be, therefore, individuals whose philosophical inclination may be that of, say, a Mahayana, understanding of emptiness according to Madhyamika, middle way, and so on. But in terms of their enlightened courage, or in terms of their motivation, their primary spiritual motivation may be to attain liberation rather than Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. So these individuals, from the point of view of vehicle, they are followers of lesser vehicle, but from the point of view of their philosophical tenet, they are followers of the great vehicle. So similarly, there could be individuals whose philosophical inclinations may be that of Vaipashika, so which is a lesser vehicle philosophy, but from the point of view of their courage and motivation, they could be followers of the Mahayana path, where their spiritual motivation is to seek Buddhahood or full enlightenment for the benefit of all beings, but their own philosophical persuasions may lie more in that direction of Vaibhashika, Sotrantika, and so on. So one should have an understanding that the differences of great and lesser in terms of the views may not correspond exactly to the differences of the great and the lesser with relation to the vehicles. So, in this regard of understanding the differences of vehicles and so on, something that is important to bear in mind is that because of the language of the different vehicles, the lesser vehicle, the greater vehicle, and within lesser vehicle, the disciple and self-realized ones and so on, sometimes there is a tendency on part of some individuals to really understand these different vehicles to be somehow unrelated and independent of each other, and which is a totally wrong way of understanding the Buddhist teachings. Because if you look at the teachings of all the vehicles, in fact, you will understand that all the key teachings of the Pali tradition, the Pali scriptures, which are all developed on the basis of the councils that took place following the death of the Buddha, which are enshrined in the Pali scriptures. And the main subject matter of these scriptures are the teachings of the Four Noble Truths, the teachings on the 37 aspects of the path to enlightenment, the teachings on the 12 links of dependent origination. All of these teachings really represent the basic structure and the framework of the Buddhist path to enlightenment. And it is only on the basis of such foundation one can then speak about the relevance and the validity of those other teachings that are presented in the Mahayana
the great vehicle scriptures, such as the teaching on emptiness, the six perfections or the ten perfections and so on. So it is on the foundation of the teachings that are presented in the lesser vehicle scriptures that one can then add the other practices, such as the six perfections and so on. Similarly, it is on the basis of the foundational teachings of the Pali scriptures and also the foundational teachings of the sutra vehicle, the perfection vehicle, one can then add on to them the uniqueness of the Vajrayana teachings and the practices such as the deity yoga. So without the foundational basis of the other teachings, there is simply no relevance and the place for the teaching and the practices of the Vajrayana. So to have the understanding that somehow Vajrayana is totally independent from the other vehicles, and the three vehicles are independent of each other, and sometimes there is also a tendency on the part of some individuals to proclaim themselves as the followers of Mahayana, the great vehicle, or follower of Vajrayana, the tantric vehicle, and then belittle the teachings of the ethical discipline that are found in the Pali scriptures, and also to dismiss them as these are teachings of the lesser vehicle, and proclaim oneself as the follower of a great vehicle. Similarly, on the part of those who proclaim to follow the Vajrayana path, there is sometimes a tendency to dismiss the sutra teachings, saying that these are teachings of the sutra path, and we are followers of Vajrayana. So, and then there is a tendency to belittle them as if they are not relevant and they are not necessary. Such attitude is totally not only erroneous, but also it reflects a fundamental flaw in one's understanding of the Buddha's teaching. It reflects an ignorance on the part of the practitioner. So it is important to understand that the teachings found in all the various vehicles and the terminology of the three vehicles are actually found in the scriptures themselves. The lesser vehicle is divided into the vehicle of the disciple, Shravaka, and the vehicle of the Pratyeka Buddha, or the self-realized ones. And the Mahayana vehicle, which is the great vehicle, is further divided into the Bodhisattva vehicle and the Vajrayana or the tantric vehicle. So even this way of understanding the vehicle itself indicates that the Vajrayana is not independent of Mahayana. Vajrayana is a subsect or subdivision of the Mahayana or the great vehicle. So it is important to understand the actual relationships between the vehicles.
Any 태워 오면 람냠린 채나 태워 오면 랑람린 셰셰베 코라 살람 그 떠버지다다 고 저투야지 말이야. 그러다 고모 만에봐 고모 짱짱 타네 장남구 타네 다 태워 고모 고모 냠니 제발로 고모 때 테리이나 고모는 셰셰베 떠버에 실우 그 매버질로 고모 떠버 기타야 자하는 매버 저장가 태워 고모 고모 냠니 채나 고모 고모 때 네버도 그봐 고모 고모 냠니 채나 고모 때 미그버
So and furthermore, in terms of the attainment of the realizations presented in these scriptures, the realizations that are described in the lesser vehicle scriptures, these can be attained on the basis of practicing and following the teachings found in the lesser vehicle scriptures. However, in order to gain the realization of the realizations and experiences that are described in the higher vehicle, such as Mahayana and Vajrayana and so on, it is impossible to have such realization without having the basis of the realizations explained and described in the lesser vehicle. So to gain the realization described in the lesser vehicle, there is no need to depend upon the teachings of the higher vehicle. But in order to gain the realizations described in the higher vehicle, there is the indispensability of having the foundation of the realizations explained in the lesser vehicle.
Oh yeah. That's it. 다와다 태과로 속에 세게 속적이 폐지 다야 다 태과에 여면 봐 그냥 뒤도 공허하게 개발해서 저 직상 송도 와 사다 뒤 속으로는 뒤 두수면도 삼천수
And in the subtitle, we read a note summarizing the different views, vehicles, and so on. So this so on or etc. Refers to a kind of a further subdivision, such as within the Vajrayana, the various classes of Tantra, and so on. Then the text opens with a sentence that statement that the countless erroneous views that exist in the realm of the world may be subsumed into four categories. So in the world of human beings, there are among the individuals there are so many different philosophical persuasions and points of view, and many of these points of view are erroneous, and also many of these points of view are totally a lack of understanding or ignorance. So these various points of view, if they are subsumed, the text states that they can be subsumed into four categories. These are one, the unreflective, which refers to the ones who simply do not have any understanding, and the second one is the materialists, and third, the nihilists, and fourth, the extremists. So the text reads that then it defines the first type of erroneous view, which is referred to as the unreflective. The Tibetan term is chelpa, and it reads that the unreflective do not understand whether or not all things and events have causes and conditions, and they are thoroughly ignorant. So the reference here is not to a simple understanding of everyday events, like if someone were to plant a seed, that you would expect a shoot, a sprout coming out, or eventually having a fruit and so on. That type of cause and conditions, of course, everybody can understand, and everybody knows this. But what is being referred to here are types of people who, apart from day-to-day experience and everyday experience, they have no tendency to be reflective. They simply do not wish to contemplate what are the ultimate origins of everything, whether or not, you know, in terms of tracing the chain of causation, we go back to the origin of the cosmos and life and so on. Majority of people simply do not have the tendency to be such reflective and reflect deeply into the causes and conditions that give rise to all things and events. Similarly, the text states that these people are those who, for example, will not reflect upon such as whether or not there is a creator for the origin of the universe, or whether or not there is life after death, and so on. And so here, although this particular type of standpoint is referred to as an erroneous view, strictly speaking, accurately presented, it's more like a form of ignorance. There's simply a lack of interest or lack of reflectiveness. So in a sense, this fairly characterizes the standpoint and persuasion of many of us. You know, we simply do not wish to be that kind of reflective.
다진네 장편이 생각지 염에도 맛없이 세직으로 전주도 두도 주바데 이제지 성실로 땜보고 맞다 네 장편 세야데 남중아도 또하게 땡아스네 세대하게 장편 중도마와 세대하게 좋아라 네 멤버체 네 멤버체니 안다 네 장편 세야데 네 지다 지 생각지다 지든에게 리아다 도주 가게 매버체 다 첸 니가 짱짱리야 아니 첸 니가 다 균호 롱주로 써봐 지든에 영향하게 체도 다 배대 그래 야배 가서 우리 그게 미세가 다 배제로 체대봐 투도 주바 디시 지든지 성실로 땜바 쓰대야 되기 지금 다 첸 니 배나 진짜 이거 누가 다 첸 니이니 지 가서 우리
So the next view is that of the materialist. So this is the second standpoint, and the text reads, the materialists do not understand whether or not there exist previous and subsequent lives, and relying upon the words of mundane secrets, they acquire wealth and power only for this one life. So the term referring to the second type of standpoint in the Tibetan is Gyangpen, which is the same term, the name of an Indian philosophical school called Charvaka. But in this context here, we are not referring to Charvaka as a philosophical school, but rather to a materialistic standpoint of individuals, which these are individuals whose main concern really is the affairs and concerns of this life. And then they are reflective, and they are deeply concerned about the well-being of this particular life. They reject any notion of a possibility of life pre-existence or future lives. And however, for the sake of the welfare of this life, they rely on, the text refers to as mundane secrets. And this probably refers to forms of rituals of propitiation of spirits and nagas and so on, which were current in the early days time. So these individuals rely on those types of rites of propitiation, then go about seeking
the various ways in which their aspiration for the concerns of this life could be fulfilled. So the second standpoint is therefore described as the materialist standpoint.
단 디니 우드 패치 마도바 소요서 주도가 신지로도 또 패지란 말이 딱 하나 더 남아지듯이 엔다고 남을 이유샤 다치는 마도바 다치 좋습니다.
So just as in the first standpoint, this second standpoint too, here it's not so much an erroneous view, but it's more a form of an unreflectiveness. It's a lack of understanding or lack of willingness to probe beyond a certain level. So this falls into more accurately characterized as a lack of understanding or a lack of reflectiveness.
다른 이슈가 돼 물툭 와서 숨바 물투관이 최탐지 규든되고 매바 대사다 매바 따와 대사 다 로더르샤 다 예 즉 루지 따만 거네 여말에 쓰신 다 지로 들어봐 예 최탐지 규든되고 매바 대사 세직을 깨베 최탐지 루브르도 깨라 깨바 따라스 된전되고 따와 대 타차바 따와 오스 쓰리다 되게 아니 체다라는샤 다 군대
And then the third standpoint is the nihilists, and this is definitely a philosophical standpoint in the sense that we understand. So the text reads, the nihilists view all phenomena to be devoid of cause and effects and maintain all elements of existence that have come about in this one life as having done so accidentally, and they thus they uphold nihilism. So this refers to philosophical schools such as the Indian Charvaka school, where it's not a matter of lack of understanding, or where it's not a matter of a willingness to be reflective, but rather here is an active persuasion of rejecting any long-term causality to events, but rather through using philosophical analysis and reasoning, they come to the conclusion that all the elements of our existence that are that come about in this life come about randomly and accidentally with no underlying cause, deeper causes. And so in this way, they uphold a form of nihilism. And this is definitely, from the Buddhist point of view, an erroneous standpoint, an erroneous view.
Daniel Deji, this Shabbat. Chazangata, Maranzo, she, that's Sen Nashi, the Zutanian Pasha. Sen Digarani, and Manguji, 폐질 다 침묵을 열게 장장리야 다 이 그래서 롯데지 묵을 열게 침 소소 묵다 에너지 묵을 침묵을 튕긴 여제 디디 창나 에니 땅도 대화를 주고 그래 삼배 다 누시 차등에 아주 멍구도 가 다 다르겠어 다르겠어 다 되는 아주 뒤삼수 당구 그래 말하자 다 대배 디지다 민대배 동해 대니가로 리아 일본이도가 조 류소를 땜배 디두지 다양 조 이루 똑바로 땜땡에게 디두지 니도가 지단 배지 등주조리 대니가로 배지 요래 리디인의 다 밀리야 이루디 지금 그게 넘버 떡배 지금 떡주시하시는 분도 지금 남도기 대교로고 숙취하지 차월 준비해봐 인류 대체기 달라 땜배 대두고 소화디 땜대 숙취하여래 너나 미 남주 잘라 땜에 아니 생기 대두 디 샤라브겠다 펌붙여보여야 되지 누가 That is, pēnā ngā rāndu jī lūsō lō tēmbē tīdū jīg dā, sēmsō lō tēmbē tīdū jīg yō tēmbē tī, pēnā ngā rāndu lūsō jī dāwā sēnē mīndū, kāntā tēnē pēnā lūsō dāwā rō jī nyōng shīmbē kato lō sēm lā mīdī wā chīmbō yō tēyā. Yā na lūsō rō dūngē nyōng shīmbē kato lō sēm lā bē jī yī chīmbē jīg dā bē dēnyam chīmbō yō tēyā bē nī ngā rāndu nyōngu dō bā. So that digi lusoro tebe didu jigda so ini kasoro kege yiru tebe didu jigi ni yabadi dushi tukutuwa.
So here in this context it is important to understand, relate these observations to one's own personal case. Let us leave aside the questions of rebirth, the possibility of life after death, future existence and pre-existence and so on. Let us leave aside that question. Even in the case of our everyday experience of happiness and well-being of this life, there is a tendency on the part of many people to believe that the conditions for happiness lies almost exclusively in the external facilities and conditions, including acquisition of wealth, money and so forth. And quite often people tend to believe that the sources of happiness really lies outside. And on the basis of that premise, we tend to expend our energy and dedication to fulfilling that aspiration to attain happiness by focusing our attention almost exclusively externally. However, if we reflect, take a stand and reflect, you know, bit more deeply, we will come to understand that although we all have the natural disposition to seek happiness and to overcome suffering, when we speak of the suffering that we wish to overcome and the happiness that we wish to seek, in fact it turns out that there are two levels of experience of happiness and suffering. On the one hand, we have the experience of happiness and suffering primarily related to the experience of our physical existence, our physical corporeal existence, the bodily existence. And on another level, we have experiences of pain, joy, happiness, and so on that relate primarily to the level of thoughts and emotion, so which is a mental level of experience of joy and happiness and suffering. So, how do we know this? We can simply observe that we can imagine a situation where although we may be enjoying the best facilities around us, even in that kind of context of physical comfort, you can have an individual whose state of mind is deeply disturbed, is in pain and suffering. Similarly, a same individual in the same kind of physical surrounding of comfort can have a mental state which is joyous, happy and contented, so on. So this shows that in terms of our experience, we have a level of experience that is on the physical state and level of experience that is on the level of thoughts and emotions. So now, generally speaking, in terms of these two levels of experience, even the animals, to some extent, possess these two levels of experience of the physical and the mental. But with relation to human beings, what is unique is because of the tremendous sophistication of our faculty of intelligence and also imagination, human beings have a much greater scope for the experience of the mental level, where, and also these experiences of pain and joy on the mental level have a deep impact on our experience. And the fact that this is so is really a fact of reality. We can observe and understand that
there is a level of experience which is on the level of thoughts and emotions which leave very strong impact of our own experience of joy and happiness is something that we can understand by simple reflection. So it is important to understand that when we think of happiness that we seek and suffering that we wish to avoid, we have this much more nuanced and deeper understanding of the nature of suffering and happiness. So between these two levels of experience of happiness and joy, the one which is on the level of physical experiences, particularly of the senses, the five senses, so the sensory experience, and the level of emotions and thoughts, between these two, now let us ask ourselves the question, which level of experience is more acute and more powerful? So here, if we reflect deeply, we can imagine that if the individual state of mind is contented and happy and joyous, and there is a deep sense of satisfaction, so in that case, the individual, in some cases, even if the individual may be facing great hardships on the physical level, the individual, because of the state of mind being contented and happy and fulfilled and satisfied, the individual can, that experience of the mental and emotions and thought can supersede and override the physical level of discomfort and pain. On the other hand, even though the individual may be surrounded by the best of facilities of that are necessary for physical comfort, if the individual's mind is totally agitated and is in pain and deeply perturbed and disturbed, then even though this person may be listening to his favorite music or have the most comfortable and pleasant clothes or being served the best tasting and delicious meal or coming into contact with the most fragrant smell and so on, because of the power of the mental disturbance of this individual who is in pain and a deep sense of unhappiness, none of these experiences the individual will be able to enjoy. So what this indicates is that the mental level of experience of joy or pain can override and supersede the physical level of discomfort and pain, whereas the mental level of the physical level of comfort and happiness cannot supersede and override the pain and the suffering that is the level of emotions and thoughts. So once you understand this kind of differences between the two, we will come to recognize that the experience of pain and happiness and joy on the level of thoughts and emotion is much more acute and powerful than on the level of the senses.
In this
다 루솔 대화 용약이 아니 가서 우리 치 튕긴 뒤에 뒤에 섬기 동에 세 퇴하지 시유는 퇴하 맹해지 차연도 다 섬기 뒤도 뒤 섬기 동에 세야다 섬기 대화 주야기 탑시디 친구 다 제동도 와 친구부터 저 루조기 동에 세야다 지 뒤에 주야기 차진에 레마도 이루 똑배간게 뒤로 들어 친구부터 튕긴 제동도 와 저들이 이번 인도선에다 이루 똑배간에 연대하게 뒤도 그 개첩을 사대봤다 들어야 거라 이루 거랑이 때문에 에 다 동에 세야다 대화 주야기 탑시지 在乎요 아래 저들이 이번 인도 다 친구부 짱짱래야 로데르 주제 대샤나 지금 누가 다 낭 삼류 때문에 가다 섬기 동에 시도지 삼무지 당고야지 섬도 시도해야지 다 섬기 동에 시도지 삼무지 당고도와
So given that no matter how pleasurable and comfortable one's physical experiences may be in terms of facilities and material wealth and so on, since it cannot override and supersede the experience of pain and suffering on the level of thoughts and emotions, what this indicates is that in all and since the experience of pain and suffering and so on the level of emotions and thought is so dominant and acute for us human beings, what this indicates is that we need to find a way, a method, a means by which we can learn to overcome and remove or overcome this particular level of suffering and pain. So what we come to recognize is that many of the external facilities such as material wealth, acquisition of things and money and so forth, these really pertain to factors that are necessary for creating a level of comfort on the body, on the bodily existence, on the level of the senses. But with relation to our aspiration to overcome suffering and pain on the level of thoughts and emotions, they have not much role to play. We need to find a role and method. We need to find a method and means which are much more appropriate to the seeking of overcoming the suffering on the level of emotions and thoughts. So here what is required is a cultivation of certain way of thinking, an attitude and states of mind which are the appropriate resources to help us overcome mental suffering and pain. So what this, in conclusion, what this suggests to us is that to place all our hopes and trust in the external material conditions for the alleviation of suffering is really a misplaced hope. We need to seek some other means in addition to the material facilities to help us overcome the suffering that we all wish to avoid. Sorry, and here what is required primarily is a way in which one can cultivate a peace of mind, calmness and tranquility within oneself.
Yeah.
호랑이 시한테 파 잠수대야기 누가 여덟시댄데리 시한지 수 잠수체야리야 말이 다 랑래야 잠수 잠수 파자로 싸워내 맹해지는 시한지 잠수체발라 태지 소나 용말을 쓴게 자 디디 인베인도 꼭 가다 말안줬다 밑둑자 그리시베인네 콜리야 그 닝예 조구지기 잠수 넘겼다베인은 그 땐데에 세우 날라리야 所以这里面有点这个的你读过信息没呢提出了呀甚至把这有的三不是啥的三不是很久了到底那种用的多我说你什么东西用的多呀的一律的东西用的多呀的什么了一条用呀的他是做的我说你要让车是有的去也没了嘛对吧预数了要没了先用的也给他的要没了 ada miri gi yawa meba tamja lo le ya rang ge ngang ge ta ga ta ga zo a me kho kwa ne ge nyung ge a me wo me cho gong ge sa mo lo le ya se ha pa sa de de ne yo sa de de me yin de ta de ga zo tang de ro che che a kho ya ya ge ro dong ya da ji ga zo de gan da ji cham zi den be ani mi ji so su che ya da ba zi che di chi gi na de de sen ji dong ge nyung ro dong ya da
So here, strictly from the point of view of this life alone, as explained before, to place our trust and hope entirely in the factors of external means is a misplaced hope, that we need some other method, some other means. And here, I personally believe that although on a deeper level, practice of religious teachings and spiritual faith may be important, but purely from the point of view of the well-being of this life alone, my own personal view is that one can find a method and a means by which one can bring about the resources of overcoming suffering seeking happiness that we aspire to without resorting to any religious faith and religious belief. And here I think the key really is as explained before, the fundamental human values, and particularly loving kindness and compassion. And I believe that it's not a question of religious faith, that I believe that by the simple biological constitution of our body, we human beings have a natural capacity and seed for affection. The natural capacity and the seed for generating affection lies in all of us by nature. And this is because all of us have the capacity to appreciate when other fellow human beings express affection towards us. No matter how evil and no matter how negative an individual person may be, this person, if a loved one of that individual, a family member or someone, a friend, shows affection to that individual, this individual will be capable of responding to that. That simple, you know, fact reflects that in this individual, at least there is the seed for affection and compassion. Because my belief is that if we human beings do not have a seed or capacity to express affection to others, then in that case, even if someone else shows affection to you, that individual simply would not be able to respond to that, because there will be simply no basis for appreciating that kind of expression of kindness or concern or caring. So the fact that we all have this natural capacity to respond to others' affection indicates that we do possess, each of us, within us, the seed for affection and compassion. And I believe that it is the cultivation of that enhancement and cultivation of that compassion, the seed for compassion and affection, that really is the key for bringing about happiness and overcoming of suffering on the level of thoughts and emotion. So, in this respect, there is no differences between whatsoever between the educated or the uneducated, between the wealthy, rich or poor, no ethnic differences, or whether or not the individual is a religious believer or not a religious believer, in so far as the seed for compassion is concerned and also the potential for their cultivation in all of us is concerned, there is no difference whatsoever. We are all fundamentally equal in that respect.
Basic human value promotion.
And it's also mentioned that so long as we are an individual, a human being who has been born from a mother's womb, so long as we are human beings who have been nourished and nurtured on mother's milk, we will share this basic capacity and basic nature and disposition for appreciation of affection and compassion. And because of this fundamental belief, I always make the effort to share with as many people as possible the need, the tremendous importance of recognizing the value of these fundamental human values and the need to cultivate and enhance them. And this is what I refer to as the perspective of the secular ethics, the promotion of the understanding of the secular ethics. So in actual fact, among the more than 6 billion human beings that live on this planet today, majority of us, majority of the human beings will really belong in this category of secular ethics. So in actual fact, the majority of us human beings, out of the 6 billion of human beings, we will belong to this category of the unreflective, someone who does not concern too much about the deeper meanings of existence and the deeper causes and conditions, but rather our concerns remain primarily on the level of the concern and well-being of this life, day-to-day experience. And this will include even members of the monastic order who may put on robes, and also who may claim to be followers, explicit followers of the Buddha Shakyamuni, member of a monastic order and so on. But deep down, many of us who wear these clothes and make the statement of being explicitly a religious practitioner may deep down actually be following this path of the unreflective, where our concern may really be more about day-to-day experience and the well-being of this life.
So while we are giving sort of explanation about nirvana or these things, but in practical level, more concerned about a dollar. So in order to get some dollar, selling dharma. So this is the indication. We are, appears like follow Buddha Shakyamuni, but in practical level, more concerned about day-to-day life. So, theoretically, we belong Mahayana or Tantrayana. Practically, we belong, I think, this group. So, I think it is very, very important to remind from time to time and watch, check one's own way of thinking, behavior. I think that's very important. 자상하다, 오순도 딱 같이 하셔야 돼. 빼먹으시면 계신 분이.
So the constant observation of one's body, speech, and mind is extremely important. Constant watch.
So external police intelligence, sorry, intelligence service.
Intelligence.
Police may be important, but most important is internal police. From time to time, watch oneself. 나무가담베 the bank 공지에서 아니 나랑 쌤가 카고려야 아니 년변 동두순도 돼야지보다 신시하게 매시 아니 쌤가 나네 뇨모께 인도자네 달래 년부땐 콧 가라 콧 가사 콧 좀 넌 나좀 콧 허는 알려주세요 나 때문에 이렇게 와
So when thinking about these along these lines, it really resonates deeply the sayings of the great Kadamba master. For example, the master Beng Gungyen once stated that so far as his own spiritual practice is concerned, he has only one thing to do, which is to stand guard at the entrance of his mind with a spear in his hand. And whenever the mental afflictions arise, to immediately challenge it. And if the mental afflictions are becoming more and more clever and more cunning, then he too needs to strengthen his own vigilance and be equally clever to respond. It is said that this master was once a thief. So, and after, of course, he became a monk and became a great practitioner. So, when one day, when he was a monk, because of his old habit of stealing, one day he sort of, his hand reached out kind of automatically to steal something, his right hand. Then instantly he was able to recall his mindfulness and then grab his right arm with his left arm and screamed, there is a thief here, there is a thief here.
Ada? 다진에 무디과 사리 무디과니 최탐절로 군도 딱배 딱 것이 이어버 따대 따왔대 달라야 규밀은 규밀은 저부 이어버 따와다 균제 로버 따와다 규 이어버는 저부 매버 따와다 니다니 머리배 따와오 생각 송대야 다 무디과 사리 다 좀더 마와 드시고 그래 좀더 마와 다 달래야 친한 게 좀더 마와 니체 다 지 미나라 둔더마와다 둔더마와 맹행이 니체 다 한테 되게 되게 패지 둔더마와 맹행들이 다 둔더마와래야 야 니체 집에 둔더마와시다 다 낭바당 낭바래 시엔도 집에 둔더마와 니체 다 친한 게 둔데 캐버 쪼 가르쳐하는 시골에서 나베이나 아니 따가다게 차제시 차제시다 남샤디 낭바 둔다 드네네 왜 따와가다 차지 신되겐디 나봐 따야잖아 좀더 말해 나 따와 따와가다 차지 신을 지르도 집에다 가서 우리 그게 떠주로 떠주다 대드네네 왜니 좀더 증엔디 따 천지를 지르도 집에 좀더 말아 드리 말해
So then the fourth standpoint is referred to as the extremists, and this is defined in the text in the following. The extremists uphold the existence of an eternal self, for they reify all phenomena through conceptual imputation. These extremists comprise of those who view the presence of effects where there is no cause, those who view cause and effects erroneously, and those who view the absence of effects where there is a cause. All of these are views of ignorance. So this particular standpoint, extremists really refer to adherence to philosophical schools. So generally speaking, within human beings, there will be those of adherence of a philosophical school and those who are not adherence to a particular philosophical school. So many of the views that are described earlier were, strictly speaking, not really
philosophical views as such, but rather representing a certain mental persuasions of individuals. But from here on, the views here refers to the views and standpoints of philosophical schools. So when we speak of philosophical schools in this context here, and broadly speaking, there is the Buddhist, there are the Buddhist schools on the one side and the non-Buddhists on the other. And the different demarcation between Buddhists as opposed to non-Buddhist philosophical schools is really made on the basis of whether or not a particular individual upholds what are referred to as the four seals or four axioms of Buddhism. And those who uphold the four seals are characterized as Buddhist philosophical adherents of Buddhist philosophical school, and those who reject the four axioms, four seals, but uphold a different standpoint are referred to as the non-Buddhist adherents of non-Buddhist philosophical schools.
다 따가닥이 차지시 아멘 최지 돔시 소나디 뒤져서지 믿다고 세야 따디 믿다고 세야디 에 믿다고를 니샤 뒤지 믿다고다 깨지긴 집을 니샤 다 안 되지 깨지긴 집을 믿다고 잘못 얘기해요 따디 에 컨디션 스거래 사나 당하고 변하지 신기소로 그냥 아주 미미지네 슈구다 균 가도야 도가 균지도야 도가 그 균지야 돼 그 깨지 깨지기 집어지 여러 인상 그 갈래 갈래 갈래야 변하다 도마 깨 되네 개 되네 지도야 도가 그 깨지 깨지기 집어지 매나 도마 신우 되네 얘네 바로 가서 우리 탈마 탈유 영식 말와 그 교회 주위 예배 차네 애니 곧 타마디 직도하도가. 자, 근데 이제 균지 직보지 여야 코 깨지 깨지긴 직배 런신 쟁지 인바 인상 애니 균지 직보지 유야. 자, 근데 이제 다 조업하는 거랑 좀 류도 붙여시하나. 류 땅에도 인습 자원에 소원지기 타마배 십배 시십보돌이야. 류 나눠라 교어디. 추수까지는 알아, 요가도 되기도 와. 애니, 치인 넘겨로 고 애니, 매일매일 유대야지, 그래서 통되기도 와. 사람, 니들 영야, 되고, 깨지, 직루고, 알아, 보다. 따지들, 인들, 디, 애니, 가도 오래. 깨지, 직배, 미다과, 미다과, 잘못시, 늦었는지, 미다과. 따지들, 디들, 인들, 유진지, 쟤네. 애니, 그, 요가도야, 인댕이지, 인신자나, 탐자로. 깨지깨지기 직배당 얘기 미답이라는 시대에 따와나 깨지깨지기 지해야 돼 강한 게 재발했을려나 따와 지단마변 대배 날이야 양치 가사 지구디 하다 나고 정기입니다 가사 지사네 뉴지수 재배 그러니까 선인 숨사직 시에니 따와 전에 이게 도마 아니 깨외 차와 내외 차와 아니 가외 차와 쌤 어제 이게
그 사디디메인디다
So the four seals or the four axioms of Buddhism refer to the following. All conditioned things are impermanent. And impermanence here refers to, generally speaking, when we talk about impermanence or the transient nature of things, we can understand on two levels, in terms of a continuum of a phenomenon or a thing, or in terms of the moment-by-moment existence of a phenomenon. We are all aware of the transient nature of things if we reflect upon the existence of a thing over a period of time.
For example, in the case of our own experience, our own existence, we are born and then we live and then at some point we will die. So we all understand, even in relation to objects, we will understand that over a period of time these things will change and perish. But this is not the meaning of the real meaning of impermanence in the Buddhist context. The real meaning of impermanence in the Buddhist context really refers to understanding impermanence in terms of moment by moment existence. Because if there is no process of a change on a moment by moment basis, then one cannot account for the change across over a period of time. So, for example, if we take the example of our own body, from the moment of conception until the long period of our existence and finally at the point of death, our body goes through a tremendous process of change and development and decay towards the end. And so in the case of our body, on the cellular level, there is a constant, even on a very small level, there is a constant dynamism. There is a constant process of change that is taking place. And these changes on a moment-by-moment basis are really responsible for the changes that are observable. Sometimes some of these changes will even reflect in the visible changes in our physical appearance, when we age, when we grow old and so on. So the mechanism that gives rise to that change even on the macroscopic level is really at the subtle level of the bodily existence. So it is by understanding that this dynamic moment by moment changing nature that one will understand the subtle impermanence of things, conditioned things. So of course within the Buddhist tradition, then the question is asked, what is the factor that really makes it that really compels the conditioned things to decay and to eventually disintegrate and cease to exist. The Vaibhashika school explains this in terms of a temporal process where things come into being first, then they abide or endure for a period of time, and then they begin a process of decay, and eventually they disintegrate and cease to exist. However, most Buddhist schools really understand the mechanism for this change and transient nature in a much more subtle way, where it is understood that the very cause and conditions that brought into being the phenomenon has brought the phenomenon into being as subject to change, as subject to decay. And so that in a sense, the mechanism for the seed for its own cessation or destruction is, produced the moment the thing itself is produced. And it is, so therefore, in order for a phenomena to cease to exist and decay and disintegrate, there is no need for a third factor. Anything that is born, that has come into being as a result of causes and conditions, will eventually, over time, will decay and cease to exist. So it is the understanding of that subtle impermanence of the moment-by-moment process of change that Buddhist understands all conditioned things to be subject to impermanence. All conditioned things, phenomena, are transient and impermanent. So this is the first seal.
Tadine, sakbe gyujung dunghe ni sidari, ta duje gichu tadalo dunghe verangshi re sikyamare. Ta duje gichu nangla ya dezen ni chene. Dujiga chö kanshi, gyu, ta matakwale kye tenganshi. Yiba yina, ko, debu di, gyu yi shiangwanshi reswa, taki shiadegi. Debu di gyu yi shiangwanshi yinba yindu zane, gyu matakwale kyebe, debu di, ko rengshu kito matakwa chadu kya resi. Dinde yindu, gyu tordu marikwa, chinji logo lo, 다한테 머리 걸려야 다 마더블로이 용용 마더블로이 다 용용 용도 가버리 다 있냐 근데 집에 싸워 책임기 머리 걸 시작인 듯 전에 폐지다 치지 말고 또
Then the second seal or axiom of Buddhism is that all contaminated phenomena are in the nature of suffering. So this does not suggest that, according to Buddhism, all conditioned things are subject to suffering. Within the conditioned things, one makes a distinction between those that are contaminated and those that are not uncontaminated. So the contaminated, anything that is is a result of contaminated causes and conditions are subject to the nature of suffering. So here, primarily, it refers to those phenomena that have come into being as a result of contaminated causes and conditions, such as the fundamental ignorance that lies at the heart of our existence. And the fundamental ignorance, although some Indian masters such as Asanga understand ignorance in the form of mere unknowing, but primarily the ignorance must be understood in the form of an active form of misknowing or distorted understanding. So this distorted understanding of the nature of reality lies at the heart of our causes and conditions. And so any effects that are produced by such distorted states of mind are bound to be distorted effects themselves. And therefore, in the second axiom or the seal, the Buddha states that all contaminated phenomena are subject to to the nature are in the nature of suffering.
Yeah. 다? 안 되시다시피 아니 저도 최선제 동시 다음에 왔습니다. 다 되기 다 다들이 모티브 중도 시야 있는 자네 군 답에 다도 다와 세시도와 저다 뒤 그네 됐으면 다 세하고 얘네 계지 계지기 그 직비 떠니지 척이 가래 에 풍부를 떼네 주셔봐 지금 척이 가래 레디이네 아니 천지도 지루도 교배 아니 가서 우리 그게 다시 지루 지워서 주면 돼 다가 나이네 야 더주 직배야 다 다하세야 네 아니 풍부 제루야 래 풍부 가서 우리 요루야 래 풍부 요루야 래 이네 가난 좀 놀래야 아니 나이네 신주인 몇 걸렸어 나랑아 나다 대단히 영향이 미지게 나랑아 나베 거둬졌어. 지전에 롤이야 충치베 겁네. 지금 뒤 닫아봐도 나 찍어도 와. 무슨 말로 쉬어도 와. 더도 대래 봤던 물건 따버리나? 아니, 근데 겨운 것이 쟁행이 미지게 문에 재정이 미지게 나만에 생각만에 늘어와버렸어. 단 니네 침을 누구랬어? 지전에 나만에 왕에 침을 누르는 게 다지. 그래서 롤 쉬어도 와. 저 뒤에 인도자네 풍부 거두 거두기 요원조되게 요하래 띵아도 통주를 해 이내 풍부 때 왕갱게 다하디 난조 롤이야 지그 땐도 영향을 롤이 시작도와 자 뒤에 인도자네 그 땐도 여행 지기 아니 요원조되게 땐도 매갱 지기 강하리야 땐바레슬람나 아니 대범이도 봐 자 뒤에 인도 풍부 요원조되게 텔레 양가로도 대다라 왕갱기 다지 여거야 다디 풍부 요치면 나시지는 요매 되는지 상무시 콜레고도 자 디네 인전에 풍부를 대현시한데 다 딱바 인생에 요매게 풍부를 왕하시는지 다 다들이 여고도 세상 상담하는 거야 세상 원해라 다디 풍부를 떼네 여대바지 레디 풍부를 떼네 그 다지 떼는 이야기도 와 자 디네 인전에 풍부를 떼네 딱바시 레디 이네 Tanla neba tardo ngen minzimbar ta lo chibasine mido ta
로리야 치도 나오는 신기 다 텐심부시스는 르다고랬다 르군다고 사 르군다고 다 되지 다 상제배 좀 되나네 요마리 되네게 떨어지 나오는 다 요마리 다 사야도 풍불로 떼는 셔주리 마도 풍불로 떼면 랑자에 랑왕에 다 요마리 잡 사 되네 인도 다다 다기와 아니 랑자와 되네 싶고 매번 인도 사네 아니
So the third seal or the axiom is that all phenomena are empty and devoid of selfhood or self-existence. So this refers to So all phenomena are empty and devoid of selfhood or self-existence. So this refers to our understanding of the nature of our own existence and phenomena. For example, if we observe our normal sense of selfhood, we tend to believe that underlying our physical and mental elements that goes through change over a period of time, there is something that is constant, there is something that is enduring, that is called me, I, and the person. For example, if someone was sick once, and then today if you are well, and you have a memory of that experience of being ill, instinctively you will remember that experience as, when I was ill, I did this, this happened to me. So you have underlying this kind of, you know, way of thinking, there is a kind of an assumption of something that is constant, something that endures across that period of time, although your physical health may have gone through change, your body has changed, but somehow there is something that is called self or I that remains unchanging across that two different times, when you were ill and when you are now well. Similarly, if you can push that temporal framework further, in the case of, say, some yogis who are capable of recalling their past life experiences, so in these cases, then the memory will reach far, you know, much further into a distance of time. So these individuals will have immediately the thought that, you know, I was born from such and such a life and so on. So there again, the temporal reach of that memory and the reference of the term I becomes much more long. So the point is that we, in our normal conception of selfhood, tend to have this idea that underlying this body and mental processes which change over time, that there is something that is enduring, that is something that is lasting, there is something that is unchanging, that is something that is one, and that is the real me. Now, this is a kind of something that is very natural for us to feel. Then, of course, one can then have philosophical thought processes which may even reinforce this, which will then look at the nature of selfhood and come to the understanding that given that the body and the mind changes and fluctuates and changes and so forth, and so therefore body and mind cannot be identified, the self cannot be identified with the body and mind, so therefore independent of the body and mind there must be a self that is unitary, that is one, that is unchanging, and that is permanent, and so on. So what Buddhism is stating here is that belief in such enduring, unchanging, eternal, permanent selfhood is a misconception, because apart from our body and mind, physical and mental elements, there is no independent self that is outside that has an independent existence. So in the Buddhist tradition, and that notion of selfhood as independent, unitary, permanent and unchanging is rejected, and not only in relation to one's own existence, but also in relation to phenomena as well. So therefore, the third axiom is stated as all phenomena are empty and devoid of self-existence.
Yeah.
So we will stop here.